Hi guys, and happy Halloween week, and welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As some of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. The first time I used tarot cards, I was still in grade school. I actually dressed up as a fortune teller in fourth grade for trick-or-treat and carried my little Hanson Roberts deck around. I became more involved the past couple of years, including creating and hand illustrating my own deck of empowered women. So basically, not much has changed. It just evolved into me dressing up like a sexy witch on a daily basis and carrying around the Badass Bitches tarot deck instead. The Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B deck is now on sale and is officially launching this week on Tuesday, October 30th at the Ace Hotel in Manhattan. So check out www.badassbitchestarot.com or the Ace Hotel's website for details. Sadly, we're about to say goodbye to October, the month that has been brought to us by the letter F, aka the Fool, representing new beginnings and a chance at a new start in a particular realm of our lives. And Three of Wands, the month's other card, which brings in a new clarity and allows us to bring in a dream to fruition after a journey of the body or of mind. For more in-depth info on these and how they related to October, you can go back to episode 11 of the podcast. Sometimes it's nice to go back and revisit the monthly cards and see how they might have played out for you over the past 4 weeks. This week, we have the cards for the month of November, Scorpio season, in addition to the card of the week. If you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, you might remember the month cards come from a year overview that I pulled the first of the year, and then an additional monthly card is drawn the first week of each month. So going back to our yearly overview, in January of 2018, we got 10 of Cups, which is awesome because everybody loves this card. The Smith Rider-Waite deck portrays 10 of Cups as a couple with their arms around each other looking up at a big rainbow in the sky. The rainbow is filled with 10 cups and they kind of are staring up at the 10 cups as their two children are playing nearby. 10 of Cups represents love, fulfillment, family, and the ability to share that love with those around you. The rainbow is said to be kind of a sign that difficult times are now coming to an end and things are going to be okay moving forward. Rainbows also appear temporarily in nature, so it can be a reminder to continue to be grateful for all that you have in the moment. And though, you know, the rainbow itself is a fleeting sign, know to continue that exercise of gratitude. Ten of Cups is known as the quote-unquote happy family card, which I realize sounds like a Chinese takeout dish, but really this just means you've built a support system, whether it's your bio family, your chosen family and friends, or a partner that really provides that love, support, and connectivity. In my deck, this is Philippe Blonde of the designer duo The Blondes. I truly believe Philippe and David are the embodiment of Ten of Cups energy. Partners in work and love, they create incredible designs from Beyoncé's Put a Ring on It corset, from all of those who remember that fabulous video, to Katy Perry's concert looks and countless other celebrity and runway looks. And they have so much fun doing it. Watching them work is really inspiring. When I first worked with Philippe and David, I really admired their partnership and the life that they've created in all of its sparkly 10 of Cups glory. So for the November live pull, since we pulled that one back in January, okay, the second card. Oh my God. King of Swords again. This Truth Bomb King is just following us from last week right into November, I guess. All right, so for those of you who tuned in last week, you already know the OG card was the King of Swords sitting on his big throne, holding a sword up into the sky. And he's kind of staring directly at you as you look at this card, making eye contact very intently. And he's said to be the most certain card in the tarot deck because he's really confident and direct in the truth that he speaks. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, this is Anne Nezipor, producer, writer, and truth-speaking storyteller. She's the creator of the renowned podcast Finder Seekers, and she'll be appearing on the podcast as our guest next week. So lots of King of Swords. This isn't even a big like advert for her. It's just a coincidence. This card keeps following us, but she's known for being the ultimate truth bomb throughout her work, and that really makes her the perfect embodiment of King of Swords. Moving from the full moon to the waning moon, last quarter moon coming into us actually on Halloween night on the 31st, this is a time of releasing anything that doesn't serve us. And this can often mean putting clear boundaries in place and speaking up for what we need to do this. This is an ideal time to speak your authentic truth, and that's really what King of Swords is always asking us to do. Similarly, to achieve that blissful state of Ten of Cups, love and light, it's important to be impeccable with our word. And the King of Swords asks us to do this in order to manifest the things we're seeking, which can often be Ten of Cups energy. Be clear with your intention when you speak. Make sure it's what you really want. If you really want that sparkly Philippe Blonde dream partner and dream job life of creating beautiful things, you know, with love surrounding you, are you speaking to that? Or are you complaining of everything that's wrong and lacking? And then you're shocked when you get more of that. It's definitely a good thing to pay attention to, because the words you are choosing are the ones that you're going to receive back most frequently. And lastly, the card for the upcoming week. All right. So this is the week that's the, you know, both Halloween, it's the ending of October and the very beginning of November, Scorpio season. Okay. Nine of Pentacles. This is a great one too. So we have the speak your truth, be impeccable with your word, King, combined with the love and connection abundance of Ten of Cups, leading us up to this week, which we just got Nine of Pentacles, known as kind of the independence and philanthropy card. So in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Nine of Pentacles is a well-dressed woman standing in a garden. A falcon is kind of calmly sitting on her hand. And the falcon is said to symbolize the woman's intellectual and spiritual self-control. So she's gotten to a place of, you know, great success and abundance, but through a lot of independence and self-control. Her garden is full of fruits and flowers, showing the Nine of Pentacles' accomplishments and literally the fruits of her labor. Through discipline and hard work and self-reflection, the Nine of Pentacles has created this abundant, successful, beautiful life. In the Badass Bitches Tarot deck, this is Andrea Himmel, a New York City real estate entrepreneur and philanthropist. She's known for using her hard work to help others through many charities and programs she works with. This week is a good time to treat yourself. In that Nine of Pentacles, it's really about you've really done the hard work. You deserve all of the things that are coming in. And even if you're not finished, treat yourself to celebrate the success you've achieved this far. And in addition to kind of indulging in that for yourself, find a way that makes you feel good giving back to others. And that can be a friend who can benefit from your help, whether it's advice or just, you know, a dinner, a volunteer opportunity, or a cause that you feel moved to get involved with. The last quarter moon on October 31st, Halloween, is also a great time for the Nine of Pentacles opportunity, as we release anything that's not serving us and put those necessary boundaries in place. That's actually going to clear time, space, energy for us, that there's going to be that additional time for taking care of ourselves, and that naturally leads the way to being able to help others, because again, that kind of creates that energetic void in a positive way that we can now give in a way that feels positive versus draining, that can be equally beneficial to you and those that you're helping. The 31st is actually a really magical time. It's the midpoint between the fall equinox that we experienced and the winter solstice coming up in December. It's celebrated obviously as Halloween, as Samhain, All Souls Day, and the ancients called this the crack in the year, because that's when the veil between the material and the spiritual world is the thinnest. In paganism, it's actually spiritual new year. It's when they celebrate the new year. So that always really resonated with me. And it's something that before studying any of this, I even just considered, you know, Halloween and this time of year, my new year. And I often would use it as a time to release and reset. I've ended a lot of relationships that weren't working for me around this time. And when I look back, it was, you know, I again didn't plan it. It just kind of played out that way. And I often found myself putting plans into motion that I wanted to come to fruition during the upcoming year. It's Scorpio season, and Scorpios rule sex and money and death. And that means it's a powerful time to shed, like a scorpion shell, anything in those realms which no longer fits us. I was actually discussing this, you know, the power of this shedding and releasing period in Scorpio season with Kendrick D. Carter of Providence Tarot, a dear friend and one of my favorite readers. I know I've mentioned this repeatedly, but please come out to see him just as much as me. He is reading at the launch party and he's incredible. So Kendrick was telling me when we were having this discussion, there's actually a 13th sign between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Can you, like, this blew my mind. And I was like, should I save this for when we're actually in the season of this 13th sign, but like, I'm not really good at keeping fun information for a long period of time. So had to share it. And in the spirit of Scorpio season, since it follows Scorpio, it's actually called Ophiuchus. Yes, Ophiuchus, which is spelled Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. Sounds like a spelling bee word. You can look this up. It's not something the two of us just like made up while drinking some Kava Kava witchy potions. This is a legit, it's a 13th sign. It occurs between November 30th and December 10th. Yep, my birthday, of course. And it's represented by the symbol of the serpent bearer. The way that Sagittarius is kind of the centaur and archer, the representation of Ophiuchus is the serpent bearer, found in the serpent's constellation. So the house of Ophiuchus represented unity and connectivity, and the people traits that were common are said to be the people were very magnetic, impulsive, flamboyant, but could be power hungry and temperamental. I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like me at all. What? They were also the healers of the zodiac, attempting to heal all of the other houses and unify them. So that's so funny, because as soon as Kendrick started like telling me this, I was like, of course, this is my sign as well as Sag. Ophiuchans also had a natural affinity for snakes, which they felt they had a psychic connection to and helped to increase the Ophiuchan psychic powers themselves. Slytherin house much? Hello. They were apparently known for also having scaly skin. So I just wanted to share this with any early Sagittarians that this may relate to. If you also strangely love snakes, would find your house in the house of or find yourself in the house of Slytherin, and find this strangely explaining bouts of eczema also, message me, because we are bound to bond over fun and flamboyant but perhaps temperamental ways. I didn't even expect this. That was not even a planned segue about scaly skin, but I do want to give a big thank you before I forget to Tiffany Miller and LaBrie Pure and Natural Skin for sending me some amazing plant-based natural skincare products this week. You guys should definitely check them out at LaBrie.com/Tiffany. T-I-F-F-A-N-Y Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, for a free sample set. I really love the facial mask, and the cleanser is really good as well, because I actually do in the winter have scaly skin. I guess it's because I'm an Ophiuchus, apparently. But anyway, definitely check them out. It's amazing. It's natural. It's plant-based. I didn't receive any coming out of the spiritual closet stories this week, you guys. I don't know if you're all hiding behind your fab Halloween costumes, and I'm gonna forgive you considering it's my favorite holiday, so maybe you're super busy with lots of parties and events as well, but please, please keep the stories coming. I appreciate them, and I get a lot of feedback from listeners and on our Instagram that people love them as well. So since we don't have any spiritual coming out of the closet tales, I'm just gonna go to our weekly recap. November is brought to us by the Truth Bomb King of Swords, reminding us to speak our truth and be impeccable with our word, helping us to manifest the state of fulfilling love and abundance and bliss that our other November card, Ten of Cups, brings in. And this week is brought to us by Nine of Pentacles, reminding us this week is a good time to treat ourselves, celebrating the successes we've achieved so far. And in addition to treating ourselves, find a way that feels good giving back to others. Don't forget to check out CardsyB on Instagram, get your deck at badassbitchestarot.com, and if you get a sec, please rate and review this podcast. I love hearing your comments and look forward to hopefully hearing from some fellow snaky Ophiuchans. And for New Yorkers, the Halloween events continue. I'm going to be so sad after this week is over. I mean, I still have more events, but you know, it's my favorite time of year. Anyway, the Badass Bitches Tarot deck release, as you know, is going to be at the Ace Hotel Tuesday, October 30th, 6 to 8 p.m. You can still RSVP at my site or the Ace Hotel's website. Additionally, I'll be reading at SoulCycle Upper East Side, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October 30th. Ooh, that's early. Gonna have to have lots of matcha beforehand. And Beetle House, one of my fave restaurants in the East Village, Halloween night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thank you so, so much. And as always, stay magical AF.